One of my favorite series, it was a trilogy of Batman. Now, I don't get into all of the movies about comics, and I mean, there's dozens. The only three I really liked was the Batman one, and I forget if it was Christopher Nolan, maybe. Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, and The Dark Knight Rises. And out of those three movies, there was one line, and I forget who exactly said it, but that the dusk goes into the darkness, and now in the darkness, the closest it is the darkest is when the dawn is so close. And I like that line in these movies because of what I've been reading in Lent and before of St. John of the Cross. He was now a doctor of the church as a saint, as a priest in the Carmelite order, and he wrote about the dark night of the soul. If you remember Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta, nobody knew that she had a dark night of her soul for like 50 years until she passed away, and then we were able to read her journal. That everybody knew that she was joyful, but at the same time, she wasn't feeling God. She was in a dark part of her life, in her soul, in that journey. And so please check out St. John of the Cross. He's one of my favorite saints. I love the Carmelite order with their mystical theology and philosophy. And I remind you as myself that I read it as a child, not as a deep mystical person or deep with theology at his level. But like the scriptures, it's always good to just read it and pray with it, even if we don't understand everything. So that's what I've been doing. And his image is so powerful of the darkness. And in a special way, because it's a little different than, like, we hear a lot in the scriptures about the light versus the darkness. The light being good and the darkness being bad, which for most of Jesus is correct. But St. John on the Cross talked about how there are parts of darkness that is good. And so really he had three steps in a nugget of what he was teaching about. And the first is like dusk. And those are the times that dusk where we are really focused on our senses, in our things that we like, those that we feel good about it, the things that are distracting us, the things that are keeping us away from Jesus or God. And we're open to bad things like evilness and sin. I think right now in our readings, in a similar way, how these people went then into the darkness, which is a good thing. As the sun was about to set, a trance fell upon Abraham, and a deep, terrifying darkness enveloped him. He was coming almost out of his world, our world, into a relationship with God. And he was scared. And in the gospel, Peter and his companions had been overcome by sleep. I've heard that a few different times in the gospels. What we want to do, especially in Lent, is to detach us from things that we typically enjoy. To detach that from us so that we can be closer to God. And then the second level for St. John on the Cross is then we get to darkness. Midnight. A couple thoughts of that. First is, every one of us, when we go to bed, unless you have noise in the background, but every one of us goes into darkness, right? When we close our eyes. And what is it going on in your mind? Is your kind of the type of brain like mine? It's just spinning, or is it just dead quiet? Is it you have thoughts, you have questions? That's kind of like the dark night of our soul when we go to bed. Or in myself, I remember when I didn't have all my senses, And I definitely didn't care about a lot of stuff after my injury. I remember the first night, did I care about my truck, my guns, or my bike, or swimming and running? Well, no. Did I know how to talk? Did I know how to understand? No. But I definitely know I was walking through a dark night where I can know more about God than when I had stuff around me all the time. So we want to get to that darkness with Jesus. We're protected there. We have a way to grow closer with all the junk around us. And what do we do with that? Yeah, we might be scared, and it can be. But if we follow with our faith, we can see beyond our physical world, but can walk forward in the darkness in our spiritual journey. And then that's the point we get close to then the dawn. The dawn where we have a deep connection and relationship with God Himself. And again, like at the gospel, but becoming fully awake, John, James, and Peter, they saw His glory and the two men standing with Him. So please check out St. John of the Cross. The Dark Night of the Soul is kind of a short book, a longer one. The Ascent of Mount Carmel. It goes through all these depths of amazing things, which is amazing to read. But again, to know during Lent, let's detach us from that stuff, to trust when we hit that moment in Lent where we are giving away things, to say, hey, now I'm crabby and a little angry, whatever, give it to God so we can be in that darkness with Him and have faith to follow what He wants us to do, because that's where the gloriness of the light is. That can happen in a few moments. It can happen in a day, a month, a year. But at the end of the day, that's what we want to do on our journey for heaven, right? We want to walk through the darkness of this world to be prepped to be in light for all eternity.